I just want to start off this episode by saying thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for your feedback. I really hope these last few episodes were of value to you. I also want to encourage you to subscribe if you haven't. Leave a review if you haven't. Now, don't leave me any bad reviews. Like, if you have something nice to say, definitely leave a review. If not, please spare me. Now, this episode is a little different. I had the pleasure of being interviewed by my friend Lee Luke with Those Questions podcast. Talked about a lot of different things. He has some of the most amazing questions. One of the things we talked about was imposter syndrome. I dug into that a little deeper and talked about, you know, this podcast and where it came from, and talked about some productivity tips as well. So take a listen. I hope that you enjoy. Oh, lastly, please let me give this bit of a warning. Lee says something in this episode that isn't entirely true. Lee says that I'm a singer. Now, Lee and I used to be in the same worship team, and Nadine can hold a note. Nadine is very musically inclined, but Nadine is in no way, nor shape, or form a singer. And I know Melissa would kill me if she heard me say this, but it is true. So, yeah, let me just, when you hear that part, ignore it, because I'm not a singer. But anyway, please enjoy this episode.
Well, guys, welcome back. Today, we're talking to Nadine. Nadine is the Press Squeeze podcast host. She's a singer. She's a Florida native.
Oh, I'm not a singer.
We'll get back to that. A minimalist. Someone who has 50 talents that she wouldn't even know about. And just, you know, all around someone that I am excited to speak with today on today's episode of We're still pending the name of this particular podcast, but I'm going with Those Questions. All right.
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. I am good. So I really wanted to sit down and talk to you about Fresh Squeeze. I think it's very interesting to listen to. I listened to it and brought it up in a couple conversations with people because I thought the whole imposter syndrome episode you did was very interesting in terms of, you know, where we see ourselves versus what we believe and perceive ourselves to be versus actually where we are, you know?
Yeah.
And the more people I talk to about it, there's so many people living in this imposter syndrome. So much so, I'm like, is this the norm? Are we all dealing with this?
Yeah, that was a interesting thing I learned about the imposter syndrome last year. I didn't even know it was a thing, but once I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is why I think like this sometime, or this makes sense. But you'd be surprised how many people deal with the imposter syndrome. They say that over 70% of Americans have it. And I personally think it's something that just, if you're human, you know, if you deal with it sometimes, you're gonna, you know, probably continue to deal with it. It's just a matter of like, how do you manage it? How do you manage your thoughts? So yeah, I've got a lot of good feedback with the imposter syndrome. As far as, I didn't know that, you know, the amount of feedback that I got that people would be impacted with that episode, but I was very blessed to hear that. So
yeah, I thought it was very great and very like on the nose of being super relevant. Mm-hmm. I think if you have imposter syndrome, it's kind of a little bit of a good thing, because at least it's, you're saying that, hey, I have some self-awareness, you know. Yeah. I know, like, you know, like Lizzo is 100% chick, right? Let's say that. It's 100% that chick. Eventually, if you don't have any kind of imposter, like nothing, then you are super diva. You're like, yeah. You're like West, who thinks he's a god, or at least did. Yeah. That's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit of imposter syndrome, there's a little bit of humility in that too. Mm-hmm. Like there's some insecurity for yeah. sure, but there's something that is honorable in that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's like a perverted humility, I would mm-hmm. say. Like it's, you know, you're, you know, being self-aware and like knowing that, okay, hey, I have these insecurities, I have these flaws about myself. I'm not as, you know, great, but I think it's a perverted humility. It's like humility is that bar, and then imposter syndrome is like right under that. Like you've gone too far in your thinking that, you know, like I talked about the specific podcast that talked about the boy who yeah. was the creator of the universe, was, you know, tasking him with the it was a big job to release the slaves from this, for, you know, his people from the foreign land. And if the creator of the universe come to you like, hey, I'm picking you and I'm choosing you to do this task, there might be something about you that, you know, you probably can do it. If the creator of the universe is, you know, they created you. So I'm like, I created you to be this way. So of course you can do this. And I think we have to oftentimes think of ourselves in that way, that we're given opportunities and we're put in positions and we're chosen over others to work, you know, maybe it's for a job, maybe it's for a new business, maybe it's for a nonprofit or whatever. And we're, this is your lane. No, you're not. It wasn't by accident. You know, the successes that you're facing, it's because you're good. And it's okay to say, hey, I'm good, without being like arrogant. And one thing that I love about the creation story, like I love the creation story, and just Genesis is like my favorite book in the Bible. Genesis, Genesis, I would say Exodus comes close, but just God, after each day that God created an element, he would step back and say, you know, it's good. I did this.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah, that's fine. So, look of a God. That's good.
We're made in his image, and the qualities that he has, you know, he's the positive fractions of it in us, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, specifically creativity. I love creativity. And God being a creator, like which is why Genesis is my favorite book. Mm-hmm. But like if we're made in his image, like it's okay to step back and be like, man, I got this because I was good. I'm good at this. This is where I'm good at. You know, I deserve this.
Right.
And if God is able to, you know, we can learn a lot from what, you know, how God operates.
Yeah.
You know. If you could step back and be like, man, I created this and it's good. Granted, our good and God good is not the same. It's not on the same level.
No.
But, you know, I think as, you know, people, you know, working people, especially as, you know, being adults and in the age of social media, like when you're, you know, having to look at the highlight reels that people put out and people, you know, constantly comparing themselves to other people or the work of other people, you know, it could be easy to fall into this imposter syndrome, which is why, you know, that large amount of Americans face it. And so, but yeah, I don't even know what your question was. I just kept going.
Yeah. There was a lot of good information. It's true. Like that in terms of humility, you can still be humble, but you can still say, yo, I'm fired. This is fire. Yeah. Did you not see what just happened? This is good. I did this. So I totally can sympathize with that, especially coming from a place where personally, I would think like, should I be a little braggadocious about, you know, this particular thing I did? You know what I mean? I'm like, this the move, especially if you're like coming from a place that's, you know, where you're like, I don't know if this is good or not, you know? So that is such a great point. To kind of, you know, state like, you know, when you're looking at yourself in different successes and you're seeing all these things happen, it's very hard to imagine a different life when you've lived another life for such a long time. Animals get it properly. Like they get it right. Like, a caterpillar is not really thinking like, yo, I'm a butterfly now, but I remember being a caterpillar. I still need to crawl on this ground. It's like, I'm a butterfly, baby. And it's flying everywhere, you know?
Yeah. That's
true. But people, when we are in different little, in different levels of life, even though we spent so much time in a cocoon phase and this growth phase or whatever it is, by the time we hit a success, we're still kind of thinking back or, you know, in those points where we go like, yeah, but caterpillar life, what about that? It's very hard for people to see themselves in a different light.
Yeah.
And it's a lot different when you have someone who is a mentor figure, like, you know, God and the boy or the creator and the boy. He was told, you can do this, you should do this, and you need to do this. Yeah. You know, that's a lot different when someone tells you, hey, you are a butterfly. You know, you're not a caterpillar. Mm-hmm. Get up and be this butterfly. Yeah. Never crawl again. You know, and Jesus is like, you know, he's kind of like that guy for doing that. He's like, get up and walk. Get up and like, I don't want to see you on this bed no more, bro. Or I don't want to see you not being this leader of men or whatever it is. So it's that mentorship or whatever that is, a very big component, at least from what I noticed from listening to you, Jihad.
And I was just going to add, and that's just how God works. Like, he'll never remind you of the past. Like, everything that you've done, that you've, you know, anything that you know, anything that is not like him that you've done, he'll forget it. He'll forget your former life. He'll forget what you do, and especially if he's giving you like a new task. Like with the boy, his previous life, he was, you know, an orphan. Like he was adopted, probably feeling rejected, probably feeling like he didn't fit with his family. He knew he was different. And you can imagine the emotional trauma that he faced. And so for God to be able to come in and be like, hey, that stuff that you dealt with in the past, away with that. Let's move forward. And we should be able to see ourselves that way. Like, you know, you're in different seasons. Like you dealt with that. Like that should be, those are the former things. So
Right. Moving forward, don't even think like we have newer things to do, bigger and better things to do.
Yeah. What's great is every morning you wake up with new brain cells. Like every day you wake up with new brain cells. It's literally a new day.
That was part one, and I hope you enjoyed it. I wanted to end this episode with this PSA. Please wash your goddamn hands. We are facing a pandemic, and we don't know how bad this thing can be. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, adults, wash your goddamn hands. Thanks for listening. Until next time.